Pastor.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now for this segment is our pastor, who's going to be giving us some perspective, and that's Pastor Andrew. First of all, must say thank you very much, Pastor Andrew Mkandawire. He has agreed to take up the baton and continue with us for the rest of the week and answer our questions. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Our question for today, Pastor, is what does the Bible say about heaven and hell, and how does the differ from the popular conceptions of both heaven and hell?
Okay, that's a very loaded question. I actually have a smile on my face because I'm excited to answer this question. So, let's begin with heaven. The Bible has quite a lot to say about both heaven and hell. So, when we begin with heaven, the Bible tells us that heaven is God's dwelling place. That's where God lives. That's Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. And then in verse 22, the same Isaiah also tells us that home is man's habitation. That's where man ought to live. Now, the Bible tells us that one day we shall visit heaven. When you read from Revelation chapter 15, verse 2 and 3, the Bible there says that they who had overcome the beast, his mark, those who had not, those who had been washed from sin, were seen standing on the sea of glass, which is mingled with fire, and this is in heaven. So these will visit heaven and be there for 1,000 years. So says Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 to 6. Now, the reason they're going to be those who will be cleansed from their sins, the reason they're going to heaven for 1,000 years is what Paul refers to in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. The reason, as recorded there, is that they are going to judge angels and the world being the sinners. And so that is the reason for the visit to heaven. So heaven is not a place where we are going to dwell forever with God because we overcame sin. Heaven is a place where God dwells, so says the Bible. But because that's where he dwells, that's where we are going to do the work of judgment. Those of us that will make it to heaven because we were cleansed from our sins. Now, the Bible also says that when that work is done, after the 1,000 years, when the work of judgment is done, the saints will then proclaim the goodness of God, his justice, and they will sing that in a song. That is what they will be doing when they are standing in on the sea of glass, which is mingled with fire, in Revelation chapter 15, verse 2 and 3. But when that work shall be done, these shall come back to the earth, because earth is where man dwells. So God created the earth for human beings. That is what Matthew chapter 25, verse 34 says. The earth was created as a kingdom for humanity. And so when their work is done, they shall come back to the earth to inherit the earth and there reign with Christ forever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 5 tells us that these shall then come down to the earth to dwell on the earth forever as they reign with Christ, because Christ will then move his headquarters to the earth. God, being omnipotent, will remain God in heaven and in all the other worlds he has created. But Christ, being the savior of man, will come and reign with man on the earth. Psalm chapter 25, verse 13 and 37, verse 9 and 11 tells us that then we shall come to inherit the earth after the work in heaven is done. And so, from all this, the Bible does not say that heaven is a place where dead spirits go, where dead people go when they die on earth and they die in the Lord, they go to the heaven. That is what is a popular belief. But no, that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible says that is where God dwells. And when people die, they go back to the ground from whence they came, and their spirits return to the Lord from whence it came. And so, at the close of history, Christ is going to come to the earth to take all his saints to heaven, to be there for 1,000 years, to do the work of judgment. And once that is done, then they come back to the earth and live forever with Christ with them. Now, as to the beauty of heaven, human language fails us to describe its full beauty. So whatever we have in scripture as to the description of how beautiful heaven is a construct of human language. And that is as far as the human language can express its beauty. But like John tells us, that language, human language, fails us to describe the fullness of the beauty of heaven. And so let me go through hell from this point onwards, because I would fail to try to describe how beautiful heaven is, because even the writers of the Bible themselves declare they could not do a proper job in describing just how beautiful heaven is. But they do enough. And so what they have given us is enough just to have us yearn for that beautiful place. Let's talk about hell for now. Now, the Bible says that hell is a lake of fire. That is what it tells us. And so when you read from Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, the Bible says hell is a lake of fire. Now, this fire will burn at the expiration of the 1,000 years. Let me explain that for a minute. So, when Christ shall come to take his saints home, those who will have been cleansed from their sins, he's going to go with them to heaven, and they shall be there for 1,000 years. What will happen down here is that every human being will remain dead. Those who will be alive when Christ shall come will die from his glory. And so every human being will remain dead. The devil, however, will remain alive, and he will be confined to the earth for 1,000 years. He would not be allowed to leave the earth, to leave the planet. But when the 1,000 years will have expired, we will come down to the earth, and at the expiration of that 1,000 years, the devil, who was alone without human beings on earth, will have human beings one more time to deceive. Because at our descension, as we come down from heaven, all the human beings who were dead on the earth will resurrect. Now, this is in the second resurrection. So they'll be made alive one more time and be subject to the devil's deception one more time. And he will deceive them, convincing them that there are so many and so can overtake the New Jerusalem as it is coming down from heaven from the throne of God. Now, as they try to do this, that's what Revelation says, as they try to do this, God will then breathe fire from his mouth. And that fire is what will make hell begin to burn. So, after the judgment of the wicked in the 1,000 years of visit in heaven, then the hellfire will burn, that lake of fire will burn on this earth. Because the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, because God will then do away with the earth as we know it, and he will purify it in his fire. The very hellfire that will burn to consume all sinners and the devil will also purify the earth. Now, as to the fire and the purification of the earth, we read from Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. What Jesus Christ says, and these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. Now, what he says there is that hell, that lake of fire that should burn to consume sin forever, was not meant for human beings. It was not prepared for human beings. Human beings will only take part of it because they choose to. But rather, it was prepared for the devil and his angels and his demons. And so, this is good news, that hell was not prepared for human beings, it was prepared for the devil. That means that every one of us who is alive today still has hope of escaping this hellfire. And we can only do so in the grace of Jesus Christ when we repent of our sins. But Christ says that it was prepared for the devil. That means that it is not burning yet. There's no hell underground or anywhere else yet, because hell will be on the surface of the earth when the children of God, those who have repented of their sins, will have been taken away from this earth, and this earth will only be full of sinners. That is when hell will burn as the 1,000 years expire, as the children of God return back to the earth to inherit it. Then hell will burn. Now, when you read from Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 18 and verse 19, the Bible there speaks as though it was God speaking to the devil. So the Bible there tells us that God will burn the devil with fire that will emanate from within him. Like God will burn the devil to ashes, and he shall be utterly consumed. Now, the Bible speaks over and over in the book of Revelation and in the Gospels about hellfire being an everlasting fire. Now, that fire is everlasting to the point that it is unquenchable until it consumes every object that it is meant to consume. Like fire will burn continually until everything is burnt, utterly burnt and completely consumed. And so everlasting fire only burns until everything that it is meant to burn is consumed utterly. So that is what it means, that it is an everlasting fire. But Ezekiel tells us that he will be burnt to ashes, the devil that is, he will be burnt to ashes, and he will be nothing after that. Nothing will be left of him, because he will be completely consumed in that fire. And when that happens, then that fire will cease to burn. Then the earth will be completely purified from sin. And New Jerusalem will settle down on the earth, made new. That is what Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22 says. God will form a new heaven and a new earth, because the old earth will have completely been cleansed of by fire, and the New Jerusalem will settle on a new and purified earth. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12 tells us of how this burning shall be. It shall be an utter consumption of everything that God deems as sinful or as bearing sin. So that is what hell, according to the Bible, is. It's going to be a lake of fire where God will purify the earth and rid it of all the sin that is on the earth. That is what the Bible says about hell fire. It is not a place at the moment. It is not burning at the moment. It will burn only at the expiration of the 1,000 years. That is what the Bible says.
All right. Pastor Andrew Mkandawire, thank you very much for answering our question. Looking forward to your answers for tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Good day. See you tomorrow.
God bless.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.